Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and the Big JD and the Lippo. Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am the Lippo.
And I am the Big JD.
We are entities amongst ourselves.
I told you it's going to be a different opening every week.
Sure.
Didn't I?
Mix it up. Change it up.
Change it up. Mix it up. That's another show right there. About changing it up, mixing it up. And how important that can be.
Change is important, isn't it?
It is. I have a pocket full of it right here. Somewhere. Can't even find it now.
I got a pocket full of plastic money.
Oh, it's down there. It's weighing heavily.
Just like a lot of things on your mind.
I have to collect loonies and toonies to pay for parking at the station here.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's the way that goes, right?
It is, yeah.
You don't get paid. You have to pay.
Campus parking.
You want to play? You have to pay.
Or you get in trouble from the campus police. I tell you about remember I had a ticket not too long ago?
Yes.
Got that ticket on the street and went fight it. And I was all gung-ho about.
Yeah. Well, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, well, I didn't follow through all the way. I just got really tired of it all and thought I'd chalk it up to my own negligence. By not, moving the vehicle and trying to just put a note somewhere.
Right.
And in all reality, I scribed into a business card. I didn't have a pen, so they wouldn't probably have been able to see what I wrote anyway.
So that's hilarious. I scribed.
Yeah, it was all my own fault, honestly. So we'll chalk it up to that and pay the $15 fine or 12 or whatever the heck it was. And
it was a matter of principle, obviously.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah. I was going to at least demand my $2 back.
That you threw into the meter that didn't actually
do it. If I'm going to pay a ticket, I want my money back.
For sure.
Give me my money back.
And so what deterred you from going down the path of trying to get out of it?
I guess my time and effort and you got to go downtown. You got to go to the court building there.
And you got to pay for parking while you're down there.
And pay for parking again, sure. And if that meter didn't work, then I'd just lose it. So, yeah.
Don't ever lose it without somebody actually videotaping you. Or recording it, I should
say. Oh, yeah. Actually, I had my phone, and somebody mentioned that too on Facebook. You should have your phone going when you put the money in. And I actually did that when I came back out to show that it didn't work because it didn't even say fail or anything. It just didn't do anything when I put a toonie in, and it didn't do anything. So I filmed it and put a quarter in because I didn't have enough to try doing it again or move the vehicle or anything. You know what I mean? But I did have a couple quarters. So I put a quarter in and I taped it and it worked. You know what I mean? It was just one of those fluke things.
So where did you put the business card that you scribed onto?
Into where you put the money in.
Oh, I would have put it on my windshield where they're going to be putting your ticket.
Well, yeah, I probably should have done that, but, that's why I chalk it all up to my own negligence and was my own fault. And we have a phone call. It's a listener on the line.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So here we are in the newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Some big news. Two fatal accidents on North Talbot Road.
Well, that was on...
just a couple mornings ago.
Yeah, Monday morning.
Well, one at like 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, and another one at like 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. One of them, somebody riding a bicycle at 1 o'clock in the morning. Down number 3 near 77.
Yeah, that's not safe, right?
No, unless you're all lit up. Well, and even then, I wouldn't trust it.
I think
I'd want to ride the opposite way because you got hit from behind.
Well, you can't ride the opposite way. That's against the law, isn't it?
Well, maybe it is, but I don't think that should be. I don't like some of the rules they have and not riding on the sidewalk. it's a lot safer to ride on. Even if you hit somebody, a pedestrian walking with your bicycle, there's going to be a lot less problem than a car hitting you on the street. Seriously. Like, where's the logic in that? Except, you know, the hospital's making money and the police and the ambulance and the fire department and, you know, trying to get your leg out of your chain, you know, whatnot. But I think that's,
but he might have been lit up crazy. Though.
He may have been, yeah. We really don't know if he was lit up, but...
You know what I mean? Like, lit up.
Oh, okay, yeah. At that time in the morning, he probably was lit up, but, you know, and his bicycle probably did have reflectors, you know what I mean? You see that to some degree, I suppose, but...
I think it's, well, on pedals, you always have to have a reflector on your pedals. When they manufacture them, I think
Yeah, they do, and usually right under the seat, there's, you know, they're manufactured like that, or they put them on right up, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah. When you buy them, they have that on there. But
sometimes if you're traveling 80 kilometers an hour, 90 kilometers an hour, and you come up on a bike that you're not expecting to see at 1 o'clock.
Especially if it's on the street and not at the side of the road.
You know? Right, exactly.
If it's at the side of the road or even on the gravel at the side of the road, then that's a real driver problem there.
It's definitely a driver off
the
road.
And then the other vehicle at 6 in the morning on number 3.
And 23. Which is the road that goes into Essex there.
Spun out and flipped over or something and landed in the ditch. Just a single car.
Speaking accident. Of being lit up, right?
Yeah, something had to be going on there. 6 a.m.
in the morning, yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's...
So how do they check their... Is the guy dead in the ditch and they kind of open his mouth a little bit and sniff inside there, see if he was drinking? What do they do?
Well, I think they take a sample of his blood.
Okay, all that when they could just sniff.
They could sniff, but then it's just...
Would you want to sniff in a dead guy's mouth? I don't think so.
No, I don't want to...
Depends if you were lit up.
It depends if you're lit up. Is there other parts of their body that you'd like to sniff, maybe?
No, I don't think so. Not if they were dead.
A tree removal worker was injured on the job last Saturday, according to police. A disgruntled neighbor drove his car over the worker's foot to protect a massive sycamore tree, which the neighbor said is nearly 200 years old.
Ooh.
Windsor police say that around 20 to 8, workers from a tree removal service hired by a gentleman to cut the tree down and remove the tree from his property. He was confronted with this disgruntled neighbor who might have been lit up. Today's word, lit up.
Oh, down comes the chicken.
So obviously the neighbor was charged and he's going to have to go to court and fight it. But obviously he felt strongly enough to protect a tree to actually incur injuries on another person. What do you think of that?
Well, it was a worker that was taking the tree down, or was it another neighbor?
No.
City worker or something?
You have a sycamore tree on your property. You hire a tree service to come and get rid of it. And your neighbor says, no way.
It's not on the neighbor's property.
No. He's a tree hugger. That's for sure.
All right. What's today's show on?
One Hit Wonders.
Wow.
Yeah. I love One Hit Wonders.
There's a lot of great one hit wonders and the hits.
Do you think there is any one-hit wonders coming out now?
Oh, there probably is. Somebody must have I don't know. Look at Lady Gaga. She had one big song.
Yep.
Nothing else was like that, right? Maybe she'll be considered a one-hit wonder. Like, I don't know if anything else was really a hit, but that was that one song was big.
If it's so big that you heard of it, it was a mega hit. Whereas Lady Gaga, right. I believe, has hits. Like, she has many million-selling songs.
Okay.
Many. Yeah. You just don't hear them.
Yeah, I just don't know because that's not something I listen to all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But I know she has that one big song. I think that one song is bigger and will probably be the biggest song for her. So maybe she'll be considered a one-hit wonder because I don't know if, you know, I think they're one-hit wonders. Some of those bands, I think, have a huge hit, yet have some other songs that were pretty well-known, but... You know, they're still considered one-hit wonders because, you know, only one song was the biggest or a real big hit for them.
I think you have to go into the Billboard Top 100 for it to be considered a hit.
Okay. Yeah. But is that what constitutes a one-hit wonder? Or
if you're only in there once, yeah. Only one of your songs makes it in there once.
Okay. But I think that people refer to some artists as a one-hit wonder just because they had a song that was big. It might not even made it in there, but it was just a well-known song and that's all they had. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Right. Odds are it did, though.
Is there, I wonder if you actually have to... Here's Wikipedia. So, you know, this is gospel. Not to be confused with...
According to the wiki.
Not to be confused with the genre of music. A one-hit wonder is a person or act known mainly for only a single success. The term is most often used to describe music performers with only one hit single.
And then there's a hyperlink on hit single. So depending on how you want to...
Yeah, let's see where that goes, actually. Okay, hit single is a recorded song or instrumental released as a single that has become very popular. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to... It doesn't say anything about Billboard here, but it does, actually. Chart hits. United States and the UK, single is usually considered to be a hit when it has reached the official Billboard magazine's Hot 100, or the top 75 of the UK.
Now it's Hot 100.
It's so, yeah, the Hot 100. That's Hot AC. That's like adult contemporary type stuff, really.
Really? You know all about it. You're the radio guy.
Well, I don't know if they if that's all, you know, all the rock stuff constitutes as the same thing. They might lump it all up into one big thing now, meaning that it's, you know, hey, that's what's hot right now, as opposed to what the true meaning of that originally is or was, which is hot.
So AC, when you think of a one-hit wonder, what's the first song that comes to your mind?
Oh, I don't know.
He's stumped.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking at this list and all these things. No,
I'm just saying, in your own mind, like when you were a kid, you were listening to something.
The first thing that really pops into my mind, because it stands out so much, because my dad used to listen to it and like it, and I can't remember the band name, but they did a song called "The Tighten Up." Or to tighten it up, tighten it up on that there bass, and they tighten it up on the bass, and tighten it up on the drums. Like, there was no real, I don't think there was any real words or anything.
No, that was an instrumental with the dude saying in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the tighten up.
It was like the Charettes or tighten something like that. Now. I can't remember the name.
There's words to it now that I think about it.
Yeah, but that was all that was. Tighten up now. That,
do like, the tighten up.
Yeah, but that's it.
It was
tighten
fun.
It up on that bass, but there was no like real
verse, chorus,
there was anything like that.
Bridge.
And I don't know if they had any other hits, that particular band, or not, but, and I can't remember the name. I think it was the Charettes or something like that.
The Charettes. I know a guy like named Todd Charette.
Yeah. Is it from the Big Three there or something? Yeah, there used to be a Charette there that was a boss guy. Remember that?
Boss Charette. Man.
A Charette.
No, I don't know.
He was a, what do you call those people that, not a leader, but a
supervisor.
A supervisor, yeah. Forget all the terminology since I haven't
He's
been there for a little while.
He's a supervisor. The song that comes to my head is Spirit in the Sky.
A Spirit in the Sky. Yeah, but they have other hits.
No.
Who is that?
Norman Greenbaum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking it was somebody else.
Somebody else made that song popular again.
Oh, did they?
A band that...
And they have a few hits. And are they Canadian, actually?
Norman Greenbaum?
No.
Oh, this is the other band that made Spirit in the Sky popular. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I sometimes think that's George Harrison as well. Doesn't he have something to do with the sky? Sky song?
Probably.
I don't know. Lucy in the Sky?
I don't know. Did he write that? Did he write Lucy in the Sky?
Oh, I don't know if he wrote it, but that was the Beatles, and he was in the Beatles, wasn't he?
Yeah, they're another one-hit wonder band, aren't they?
Yeah, 1 million hits. Every song turned to gold.
How about Mungo Jerry? Do you remember the song he wrote?
Mungo Jerry is probably in my list here. I have a list right here of the top 50. Do you have a list? Is that what you're going through?
I got an A list, yes.
An A list?
I got an A list, and you're not on it.
No? I don't even have a single hit.
In the Summertime.
In the Summertime?
In the Summertime.
Oh, okay. That's not... it's Mungo Jerry. Reminds me of another Summertime song. What's the band called?
Hot Town, Summer in the City.
No, the... jeez, there's a riot going on. Star. You don't have to be a star, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's the band? They're awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lot of hits, though.
Yeah, they have a lot.
Sly and the Family Stone.
That's it.
That's what I'm thinking of. So, yeah, I have Macarena, 1996. Hey, Macarena. You know that song?
Do I know it? Let's do it right now.
Ice, Ice Baby.
No, let's do the Macarena now.
Oh, okay. Who Let the Dogs Out? Another one hit. Baja Men.
Baja Men, yes. Who did the Macarena? Who was that?
Los Del Rio.
Los Del Rio.
Let's see what's else on here. Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Is that the I'm Too Sexy for my whatever? Yeah. Come On Eileen, 82. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh yeah, Dexy and Midnight Runners. Yeah, for sure.
The Knack, My Sharona. Didn't really have anything else, did they? That was
nothing
big hit.
That huge. No,
you know what I mean. So
Good Girls Don't was a pretty big one for them as well.
Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. I think they had one other song that was fairly popular, but I can't remember the name.
For sure.
But, Let's see, Four Non Blondes, what's up? I don't really know that. Sinead O'Connor,
yes, you
Nothing
do.
Compares to You. That was really the only
what's
hit she had.
Going and,
on? We're coming up on a quick commercial break here. Minnie Riperton, Loving You.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Loving You. Obviously, that wasn't Minnie Riperton, and neither was that.
But she could sing. That was probably one of the highest notes to ever hit as the top 10.
Yeah, it's some high stuff. They have a whole family of singers.
Who? The Ripertons? People.
Yeah, the Ripertons. Minnie Riperton. the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Europe Final Countdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega.
And who sung Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, that was Survivor.
Okay.
Eye of the Tiger.
So I get those bands
confused. Ooh, Barbie Girl, Aqua, 1997. And a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I thought they had a few hits, though, that were on that particular CD or something.
Really?
If it's the same thing I'm thinking. Yeah, Aqua. Let's see, who else? The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah, that was a huge tune.
I don't know what else really by them, but Blind Melon, No Rain.
Yeah, that was a huge tune. Hey? Great band, though. That's a great CD. Yeah.
Come out with a great CD, big song, Kill Myself, and then that's it. That's what happened to that guy.
That same with Sublime, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't really know much of...
You don't know much of Sublime?
Not really.
Okay. They have more than one hit off that one.
If I'm not mistaken, it was... wasn't it Sublime that played with Ozzy Osbourne's daughter when she first performed on the... Was it Sublime or somebody else?
No, I can't remember. Sublime. I can't imagine.
It was a heavy, heavy band, though, that...
They're heavy.
Three Piece? No.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
It might have been them. I don't know. Can't remember. The Church, Under the Milky Way. That was a great song. 1988 on Starfish. We just may have that coming up for the fine folks at home.
That's going to be special.
Play That Funky Music. Oh, Wild Cherry. That's who it was. Play That Funky. I always want to think that that's Casey and the Sunshine Band for some reason.
You know, he had a bunch of hits.
Yeah.
My band does play that funky music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It gets to all the chicks.
Play that funky music, white boy. Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, What I Am.
What I Am is what I Am.
Are you what you are or what?
Yeah.
She had Black and Blue that was pretty big, too, though.
Yep.
Baby, Black and Blue. And she was great, man. I remember seeing her in Central Park in New York. Free concert.
That's cool.
That was where the big black dude was standing there, like, guarding all of Central Park. And he looked in my bag and saw my video camera.
Yeah.
Said, you can't bring that in here. He goes, you're not going to use that, right? I said, nope, I ain't going to use it. Film the whole thing.
Whatever you say, dude.
But yeah, I wouldn't have wanted him to
one guy protecting
see me
all
doing
Central Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Kung Fu Fighting. Good old Carl Douglas. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. We should sing a line from each one of these things, actually.
I don't think the listeners would be... digging that. They're so early in the morning.
The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men. I don't know the song, but I really love the title.
You know the song.
Oh, do I? Yeah, I probably do. L.A. Guns, which I don't really know what the deal is there either. Corner Shop. Brimful of Asha.
Sorry.
I don't know that song. I don't know that. Weedus Teenage Dirtbag. Somebody just sang that karaoke, actually.
I love that song. Do you know that song?
No, I don't really know the song. And somebody just sang it karaoke. I was at a meeting, and the meeting culminated into karaoke after, and somebody sang that. And I had never really knew what it was, and I thought, that's kind of neat. Some girl up there all covered in tattoos singing this song, and then here I see it now. One hit wonder.
There's another really decent version of that song. Someone does it on uke, I think.
On
a ukulele.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So I wanted to ask you really quickly, do you plan on playing a ukulele at all in these acoustic gigs?
Yes, I do play my ukulele.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Love it.
All right.
The Church, from Starfish, Under the Milky Way.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of... sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Manhattan down Memphis. Lower the curtain down on Rye. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here. That's your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So I wanted to spend a little bit of time this week talking about internet radio, but for the car, because that's something we've kind of always been waiting for, haven't we?
I think an easier
way to do that rather than somehow streaming from a phone or whatever, or satellite. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, regular radio stations that are broadcasting online, like CJM is, how else would you listen to it in your car unless you have one of the newfangled cars with the newfangled stereo systems that allow Wi-Fi streaming capabilities? And some do, right?
Some do, yes. But you can listen to CJM in your car radio just out of the air. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, of course. But I mean, if you're not in the local area, right, and that kind of thing.
Very,
I mean,
local area.
You know, yeah. Yeah, especially for CGM, which, you know, we're hoping to be broadcasting a little bit wider range in the very near future. But until that time, I guess, you know, if you can get Wi-Fi in your car, you know what I mean? And even then, I mean, if you're out traveling or somewhere, or somebody wants to listen to a radio station from somewhere else because they like the broadcast or sure, whatever, then
yeah, absolutely,
you know what I mean? It'd be nice because internet radio is a worldwide thing.
Yes, it is. And so what did you want to say about internet radio as far as... do we have some kind of listenership results? Or
I don't necessarily have any results here, but I just wanted to make mention that there are some radios, and I know they're putting some in the vehicles now, but then you can get those portable ones, something like your Bluetooth thing that you have in the car for your phone, right? And you can get, Wi-Fi, but then you have to stream from something. So you still have to stream, you know, Bluetooth from your phone so that you can, you know, a lot of stereos are Bluetooth capable now, so you can stream stuff through the radio.
Right.
But have I think that capability, but
most automobiles sold today have auxiliary in for their radio, right?
Right.
And do you think that's what most people would use if they're going to be using an external device?
Well, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
Because
too.
I don't have Wi-Fi radio in my vehicle.
Right.
Or Wi-Fi for that matter.
Neither.
At all.
How many radio apps would you say you have on your...
I want to say I have a couple.
Couple?
Oh, I have lots of... I've got lots of... radio station apps.
Yes, you know, that's like, what I mean, yeah.
But then I have a couple that are internet radio, you know, those yes. like Live 365, I think that's is one. And
one huge one, exactly.
TuneIn Radio, where you can listen to everything, you know what I mean?
Yes, I have that as well.
But and then what's the original one that you had told me about way back and I got it? You paid for it, $5 or something like that. Remember that? It was this little square red radio?
Oh, Tuner is what it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Tuner.
Kind of fell by the wayside for me. And I've been, I usually use TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
And it's got great access to everything. Allows you to input your own URLs for stations or personal web stations, right. Internet radio stations, things like that. But also to record.
Which is beautiful.
Kind of neat.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Don't want to miss a program, then record
and,
it.
And it covers a wide range of radio stations. It's Leicester Radio, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, and most... You're talking about terrestrial.
Terrestrial. I said celestial.
Something like that, yeah.
Radio from the stars.
There you go. And most every radio station nowadays broadcasts online.
You would have to think so, right?
Yeah. So there's some programming and radio stations that are, you know, that we don't get locally here or, you know what I mean, that you can't listen to other than online.
Right.
And even then, they don't allow us to listen to some of those stations. So go figure.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right. Is this a quote or a quip?
I would call this a quip.
Yeah?
This is quippy.
Okay. I'd call it a quick because it's so short. Some people have lives. Some people have music.
That's wow. Short. Quippy.
So is he saying that if you have music, you just don't have a life?
Yes.
Or is he saying that music is better?
Or is he saying that special? As a musician...
Is he a musician?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm...
Or any of these guys that said this? It lists a few people that said this quip, actually. One is John Green.
Yep, that's pretty...
Not to be confused with Jack Black.
Right, or Jack White.
Or Jack White, yeah. Will Grayson also said that. Yep. And also Will Grayson
of Grace
said that
Anatomy.
As well. Yeah, Grace Anatomy.
But no, as a musician, when I listed. Think of that, I think of... Some people are so into their... music as musicians, and that's all they do. They just live and breathe music, and they live that lifestyle. Like those guys I saw last night, Bright Light Social Hour. Those uh-huh. guys are just touring around. That's all they do is go from town to town, play their music, and they're right into it. And that's all they do. No day jobs, no nothing, just music.
And Lippo and I are leaving right now, going from town to town. Internet radio, CGM.
Here we go.
.ca.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.